Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast for Thursday evening, August 13th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Data Group lowers forecast for fiscal year 2025/2026. Data Group C has revised its forecast for fiscal year 2025/2026, expecting revenue to remain steady at $555 to $575 million, with EBITDA estimated at $71 to $74 million, and EBIT. This adjustment is primarily due to one-time effects related to strategic measures aiming to drive future growth. DATD Group is a leading German IT service provider actively participating in the consolidation process through its acquisition strategies.
JOST continues to deliver strong revenue and profitability growth in the second quarter of 2026. JOST reports strong revenue growth of 13% to €440.2 million in quarter 2 2026, with adjusted EBIT increasing by 19% to €43.9 million. Group earnings more than doubled to €15.9 million. Free cash flow rose significantly to €+17.3 million. Efficient capital allocation led to an improved ROC of 16.3% and leverage ratio of 1.81x. Outlook for 2026 confirmed, with expected revenue growth in the single-digit percentage range. Ecotel continues stable business development in the first half of 2026. Ecotel continued its stable business development in the first half of 2026, with group revenue increasing by 14.7% to €65.4 million. EBITDA improved to €3.7 million, while EBIT rose to €1.5 million. Positive free cash flow and net financial assets amounting to €1.4 million showcase the company's strong financial position.
WRAP Technologies, WRAP partners with XINSURNCE to launch Safe Response Program for private security market. WRAP Technologies has partnered with XINSURNCE to launch the WRAP Safe Response Program for the private security market. The program aims to set a standard for training, equipment, and response to prevent escalations for the 1.28 million security guards in various sectors. This initiative follows a recent ruling allowing the use of BolaWrap R150 for unarmed security personnel, expanding WRAP's market beyond law enforcement.
Boxable BXBL launches partnership initiative to advance affordable housing at scale. Boxable launches a partnership initiative to advance affordable housing at scale, seeking collaborations in manufacturing, installation, development, land contributions, logistics, financing, and more. The company is open to acquisitions, joint ventures, and technology transactions to accelerate its mission. Interested parties can submit expressions of interest through Boxable's website or by phone, with transactions subject to due diligence and approvals.
Tech Media Breaks, Freight Technologies launches automated CFDI invoicing for Fleet Rocket platform. Freight Technologies, Inc. launches automated CFDI invoicing within its transportation management system, Fleet Rocket. This feature, available to pro and enterprise subscribers, integrates Mexico's electronic invoicing requirements, including automated CFDI stamping and invoice management. The platform streamlines the submission process through a certified provider eliminating the need for separate invoicing tools for cross-border logistics operators.
Tech Media Breaks, Finger Motion Inc. acquires 9.9% stake in Lycan.ai, enters enterprise computing market. Tech Media Breaks reports that Finger Motion Inc. has acquired a 9.9% stake in Lycan.ai, enters enterprise computing market. AI, marking its entry into the enterprise computing market. The agreement, valued at $500,000 in Finger Motion common stock, is subject to TSXV approval. Finger Motion plans to develop an enterprise offering leveraging Lycan's ecosystem, aiming to build a recurring revenue enterprise compute business alongside its existing operations.
Mission IR News breaks: Finger Motion Inc. acquires 9.9% stake in Lycan.ai, enters enterprise computing market. Finger Motion Inc. has acquired a 9.9% stake in Lycan.ai, entering the enterprise computing market with the $500,000 stock deal. Subject to TSXV approval, this move marks Finger Motion's strategic expansion alongside its mobile data and telecommunications operations. The company aims to build a recurring revenue enterprise compute business, leveraging Lycan's ecosystem with NVIDIA and Dell Technologies Canada. Finger Motion plans to pursue scalable enterprise compute opportunities over time, pending commercial performance and regulatory requirements.
Low-speed Chinese EVs gain traction in the U.S. Low-speed Chinese electric vehicles are gaining traction in the U.S. market, offering an alternative to conventional electric cars facing steep import tariffs. These vehicles, similar to powerful golf carts, are ideal for short trips like grocery runs and school pickups. While companies like Ferrari NV cater to high-end markets, Chinese firms like Tao Motor are seizing opportunities in this niche sector.
Mission IRI News breaks: SS Innovations International Inc. reports record Q2 revenue of $13.90 million, up 39.4% from the previous year. The company's SSI Mantra surgical robotic system installations increased by 30.4% to 30 units. Gross profit rose to $7.10 million, with a gross margin of 50.9%. SS Innovations also reported a net loss of $2.70 million. The company has a cumulative installed base of 224 SSI Mantra systems across 12 countries.
More U.S. universities rush to offer AI degrees, but is it worth it? More than 150 U.S. South universities have expanded or launched AI-related programs between 2022 and 2025, creating 40% more degree options. Enrollment in AI-focused master's degrees is surging faster than in graduate education overall, reflecting the growing interest in AI. Students looking to enhance their AI skills may consider opportunities at firms like AI Maverick Intel Inc. that have integrated AI into their operations.
Hacking incidents trigger rise in cybersecurity investment. Recent AI hacking incidents involving major tech firms like Meta, OpenAI, and Anthropic have led to a surge in cybersecurity investment. These incidents highlighted the potential of AI in exploiting system vulnerabilities. Companies like NVIDIA Corp are likely to benefit from increased cybersecurity spending. Trillion Dollar Club, a specialized communications platform, provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Tech Media Breaks: Knight Food Holdings Inc., DBA, TechForce Robotics, enters LOI for potential deployment of up to 5,000 robotic systems. TechForce Robotics, a subsidiary of Knight Food Holdings Inc., has entered into a letter of intent with NBR Intelligence Pty. Ltd. to potentially deploy up to 5,000 robotic systems. The companies aim to integrate TechForce's AI-enhanced robots with NBR's Minas Industrial Intelligence Platform, starting with 5 pilot systems. The plan includes an initial deployment of 100 systems, followed by approximately 500 systems per month until the total quantity is reached.
Tech Media Breaks, Wrap Technologies, Inc. partners with X Insurance to launch Safe Response Program for Private Security Market. Tech Media Breaks, Wrap Technologies, Inc. partners with X Insurance to launch the Wrap Safe Response Program for the Private Security Market. The program aims to set a standard for training, equipment, and response to prevent escalations for the 1.28 million security guards in the U.S. The initiative follows a recent ATF ruling on the BolaWrap R150 device, expanding Wrap's market beyond law enforcement. Tech Media Breaks SKYX Platforms Corp. reports record Q2, revenue of $25.30 million, up 14% sequential. The company's gross profit increased by 4% year over year, while net loss narrowed to $8.20 million. With $27.70 million in cash, SKYX aims to deploy over 1 million units by year-end 2026. The company continues to expand its retail distribution and develop an AI-driven system for its e-commerce platform.
Billion Dollar Breaks G Mining Ventures Corp. reports Q2 revenue of $157.10 million, selling 37,439 ounces of gold at $4,197 per ounce. Gold production rose 16% to 36,845 ounces, with net income hitting $72 million. The company maintains its 2026 gold production guidance of 160,000 to 190,000 ounces, with construction on schedule for the Oko project, aiming for first gold in late 2027.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Knightscope Inc., reports record Q2 revenue of $9 million, up 228% from the previous year. The company's gross margin was $0.70 million, with a net loss of $14.10 million. Knightscope now serves 434 clients across 42 states and is moving forward with its Security Force acquisition integration. The new K7 autonomous security robot is in the beta prototype phase, with deployments expected in Q4. Knightscope plans to launch its autonomous security force at GSX 2026 in Atlanta.
Tech Media Breaks, a 2ZCUS2 Mate Solutions Corp., reported second quarter revenue of $5.90 million. With smart cart deliveries nearly doubling sequentially to 950 units, the company's gross profit increased to $2.50 million, and it expects to reach 10,000 deliveries by year-end 2026. A2Z also secured a $30 million credit line to support growth and anticipates deploying smart carts with retailers outside Israel in the next 6 months.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.